Okay, Rabotai, I want to finish up the sugya of Meleches Zoreh, winnowing, and maybe get a start in Meleches Borer. So I just wanted to look at this Gemara in Bava Kamma. It's a very, very famous Gemara, very important Gemara. We will be seeing it a number of times as the year goes forward. And let's take a look. The Gemara says, Tana Rabbana, Liba v'lipsa haruach. So if you light a flame, and you fan the flame, but the wind also fans the flame, and now it does damage in someone else's property. Im yesh belibuyav, kedei lelabosa. So if your fanning would be enough to get it to the other property to cause damage, then you're chayiv as a mazik. Vimla potter. So Gemara now asks a fundamental question. Am I? Lahave kezore veruach mesayato. Why is Nezikin any different than Zore? When it comes to Zore, I am setting up a process, but the wind is actually doing it, and yet it's called me. Wind does it, and it's me. So too by Nezikin, why don't we say the same exact thing? The wind does it, but it gets attributed to be my action, and therefore I'm going to be chayv. So the Gemara gives a number of answers. Amar Abaye, hachmai eskina kon sheliba mitzad echad, v'lipso haruach mitzad acher. The assumption is correct. Nezikin and Shabbos are the same. And Zoreh would indicate that if I am using the wind to be a mazik, I'm chayv for the action of the wind. But here the wind is going in a different direction. And therefore, it has to be me overcoming doing it, because the wind is actually not helping me. But indeed, if the wind would help me, would I be chayv for that? I would be chayv for that. That's Abaye's answer. And Rava gives a similar answer. Amar Rava, kigon sheliba beruach mitzuya, velipso haruach beruach she'ena mitzuya. So a second answer is Amar Rava, kigon sheliba. Ravelli, tasem yud bakasha. So Amar Rava, Rava says, "Kigon sheliba beruach mitzuya." You are fanning it with a regular wind. V'lipso haruach beruach she'ena mitzuya. And this is an extraordinary wind. If it's an extraordinary wind that I cannot anticipate, then I'm not going to be chayv. But if it's an ordinary wind that is anticipatable, then indeed I will be chayv for the actions of the wind, because Shabbos and Nezikin are the same. And that's answer number two. And I'm skipping out of answer number four. Rav Ashi Omar, you cannot compare Zoreh to Nezikin, because Kiyam Ridan Zora Viroch Mesayoto Hani Mili Linyan Shabbos De Meleches Machsheves Osra Torah Avahocha Grumma Ba'almahu Begrumma Bin Nezikin Potter. What's the Gemara's answer? What's Rav Ashi saying right now? What is the difference in Nezikin and Shabbos, says Rav Ashi? Go ahead. By Shabbos, we are focused not on the excellent, on the Maisa, but on the Totsah, on the result, as long as it's what? Meleches? Meleches Machsheves. As long as it comes about by my design. By my design. I don't care about process, I care about result. When it comes to Nezikin, what do you need? You need the action. If it's not your action, if it's an indirect thing, what do we call it? We call it grum. And grumma is indeed pot. You know this. I'm telling you, my children are already quaking.
Well, this sounds like a
Yona, don't.
I don't know how I'm going to get involved.
That I.
Well, it makes no sense. I was on three of the kids' basketball.
Could you quiet down? Put that in your pocket. And quiet down. Okay. So first of all, just a comment that we'll get to, not now, but I just want to make the comments. Is this din that the Gemara says now about Meleches Zoreh, Melechus Machsheves also Torah. I didn't do it. The wind did it, yet it's me. Because when it comes to Shabbos, we care about the result, not the Maisa. Is that something that's limited to Melechus Zorah? Or is that a concept in Kol HaShabbos Kula? That, I'm just telling you, is a very fundamental machlokes. Is this something that Zorah? If you look at the Rush says, V'lo amrin ha'ava v'shitzayeyu ha'ruach be'asiyos ha'esh ha'vekilu hu oseo levada mida ha've ha'zoreh. Why? Because the hosam melech is machshel ha'sat Torah afal pitlo ha've elagroma be'alma b'hacha kiva Torah kevan de'melacha zu ikra asiyos ha'al yedei ha'ruach. What's the Rus saying? Is this a general constant Shabbos or just melech ha'zoreh? I am going to repeat the question, but I'm going to, before I do that, I'm going to put. According to the Rush, is it only Zorah or is it all Malachas? What's clear from the language of the Rush? I'll read it again. Afa pit lave el grama ba'alma ba'hocha chiva Torah kem de malacha zu ikra siyas ha'idei ha'ruach. So what's the Rush telling you? It's only limited to this Malacha. Every other Malacha is like Nezik and you have to do it yourself. Melech Zorah is only Ayyadeh HaRuach, and again, that's a Chiddush Melech HaZor. Okay, fine. We'll come back to that in a couple of weeks. Rabosa, I told you to take a look at a Bir Halacha. And the Bir Halacha discusses the Ramah. And the Ramah paskins like this Yushami. Who doesn't pass like the Yushami, who rejects the Yushami about spitting? Rabbi Kiva Eger. The Bavli, but based on Rabbi Kiva Eger, Rabbi Kiva Eger understood that everyone rejects this. However, the Ramah does quote it. So if the Rama is quoting it, that's a little bit curious. You know, when the Bavli seems to go against it, Rabbi Kivego rejects it, but the Rama does indeed quote it. And this is the last halacha, and as I mentioned, might be relevant to aerosol deodorant. Harok ek baro b'shaz harok mefazah harok chayev mishum zoreh. Now, the Bir Halacha has a gorgeous comment, an amazing comment. And he turns this halacha, because the Rabbi Kivega seems to be pretty strong. He says the Bavli disagreed to give a whole shiur yesterday why the Bavli is certainly against the Yerushalmi. So why then is the Ramah paskening like the Yerushalmi over the Bavli? So comes along the Bir Halacha. And the Bir Halacha cites a sefer called the Alfei Menashe. And he says something unbelievable. When I spit into the wind, says the Alfei Menashe, what malacha do I violate? Nate! Hotzah. Hotzah. When you say hotzah, I'm going to change it up a little bit, but you're right. Mavir dalet amos b'shus harab. What? It says you're chayav mishum zoreh. So how do you get for you're chayav mishum zoreh? What do you want to say? You're chayav mishum mavir dalet amos? It says mishum zoreh. What's the pshat? Go ahead, Nate. What's the pshat?
When you're spitting?
No! Well, yeah, go ahead.
They all go into the place and they travel and from region to region. And...
You ever, what do they say? You something a loogie?
Yeah.
What's the lesson? Hak. So you do that. And it's windy. And the wind is going away. And you let it fly. And what happens?
It flies.
It flies. It flies dalaramos. It really flies. So in such a scenario, when it flies, that says the Alfei Menashe, Yechayev Mishum, listen carefully, Yechayev Mishum Zoreh. Could someone tell me what that means? Yechayev Mavir dalaramos Pirshus Harabim Mishum Zoreh. Go ahead, Pinyamin. The Yishami says Yechayev Mishum Zoreh. The Alfei Menashe says Yechayev Mishum what? Mishum Mavir Dalaramos. But I'm going to say the words Mishum Zoreh.
You're using the Ruach from Mishum Zoreh to make this Mishum Dalaramos.
Correct. You are utilizing the wind as your instrument to project this for Amos. In which case, Rabosai, is the Alfei Menashe learning the Gemara in Bava Kama Daf Samech like the Rush? Or not like the Rush?
Not like the Rush.
Not like the Rush. Why?
It's not about the result of what Moloch ended up happening. It's about how you do it by using the wind.
Meaning, according to the Rush, there's one Malacha that you'd be chayiv for via the wind. Which Malacha is that? Zorin. What's the Alfei Menashe saying? The concept of Zorin has applications to other malachos as well. So if I use the wind to project my spit, Dalet Amos, so then what am I over? What's my issur? No, my issur is not Zora. My issur is Maver Dalet Amos. But why am I over? My power only gave it to Amos. The wind gave it the extra to Amos. How come I'm chayav? The answer is because of the concept of Zora. But that concept of Zora now has broader application that will even apply where? Even apply to? To other malachas. The Rush says this is a halacha in Zora, because this is the way Zora is done. Comes along the Alfei Menashe and says it's not halacha in Zora, it's halacha in every single malacha. If my malachas machsheves, I'm using something artificial, something external to generate the malacha, I'm going to be chayav. Did you get that, Binyamin Kinsler? Really? You can say it over? Okay, good. Okay.
Why does he have to say
it? In other words, the way the Alfei Menashe, I'm saying the Ramah, is the Aveira that you're doing is Maver Dalet Amos Sarab. And you're Chayav because of the concept of Zorah, which says, even if you don't do the Malacha Beyadayim, you do the malacha with some other instrumentation, if you have the malachas machsheves, you're going to be chayav. The other instrumentation is attributable to you. And that concept we derive from Zoreh, but will apply to every single malacha.
Would you be able to say that Zoreh, because it says time is in Zoreh,
you're
using Zoreh as a vehicle to allow to be...
You're chayav because of the concept of Zoreh. The Rush says this only applies to Malacha Zorah. And he's saying you take the concept of Malacha Zorah and you can apply it to other Malachas as well.
Maybe.
No maybes. Think about it. And we'll talk, we'll hop later. Okay. Rabosa, I'm going weiter. I want to suggest one other pshat. This is the pshat of the Avi Ezri. The Avi Ezri was Rav Shach, passed away about 10, 12 years ago, lived in Bnei Brak, was one of the Gedolei Yisrael, and he published a sefer on the Rambam. And he also is bothered. If indeed he quotes Rabbi Kiva Eger, Rabbi Kiva Eger has a compelling argument against the position of the Yishalmi. So how is it that the Ramah can paskin that way? So you saw the Rambams. And basically the Rambam develops, and we'll see this concept a bit, we've already seen it. What is the difference? What's the difference between an Av and a Tolda? Av and a Tolda, what's going to be the difference? Yes?
An Av has the same action? No, other way.
An Av shares, every Av has a Pu'ula,
right,
and a Tachlis. And if you have multiple activities that are all essentially the same Pu'ula and the same Tachlis, what do we call them? It's all Avos. If it's the same Pu'ula and the same Tachlis, it's all Avos. Once we have deviations in either the pu'ula or the tachlis, so then it starts to deviate, starts to reduce. If it shares one or the other, it becomes a tol. Rav Shach develops this idea when it comes to Melechas Bonin. This is a famous, famous shtickle Torah. Rabosai, if I were to ask you, what is the pu'ula and the tachlis of Melechas Bonin? What is the pu'ula of Melechas Bonin? What is the tachlis of Melechas Bonin? Yeah. Okay, the pu'ula is taking disparate items and bonding them together into one good. For what purpose? For what agenda? What? Yeah, but more than that. For what ultimate agenda?
To create a new permanent structure.
To create a structure. To create a shelter. To create some kind of abode. Typically, you will bone a what? A bais. A shelter, a structure. So it's medabek halakim, sticking things together in order to create a structure. Yep. So says the Rambam something amazing. These are the Rams I had you look at. Perek Zayin al-Chava, Perek Yud al-Ach Yigim. What is the din if a person were to make cheese on Shabbos? Hamegabein gvina b'Shabbos. What malacha do you violate by making cheese? So the Rambam says, amazing. Perek Zayin, I believe, halacha vav. The Rambam writes that if you're megabein gvina b'Shabbos, halokea chalav, v'nosen ba keva. Keva is the an enzyme that will be a catalyst. So, Vimgavnava, so gvina chaymishim bona. Why? Shekol ha-mekabes chelek al-chelek v'davak ha-kol ad shi'ase guf echor ha-reze doma le-bona. So when you make cheese, what do? You layer pieces of cheese onto each other, layer, 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 until what do you have left? You have a block of cheese. And that's Melechas Bonin. Why is it a told and not a Melacha? Because there's no structure. You have the Pu'ula without the Tachlis. Then the Rambam writes in Perek Yud Halacha Yud Gimel, what's the Halacha on Shabbos of pitching an Ohel Kavua, a permanent tent? What's the din? It's a Tolda of Melechas Bonin. Why is it a tolda of bonin? Because what do you have? You don't have the pu'ula. What's the pu'ula? Taking pieces and attaching them together to make one. You don't have that when you spread open a tent. You just spread open a tent. So what do you have? You have the tachlis without the pu'ula. And therefore, if you have the tachlis without the pu'ula, Rabosai, what's the din you have? Once again, a tolda and not an av malach. So Ohel Kavua is a tolda and Megabin Gvina is a tolda. That's the background. Comes on Rav Shach. And Rav Shach says, maybe you can reconcile the Bavli and the Yishan. And maybe there's no stira whatsoever. And the Bavli and the Yerushalmi line up just fine. The Bavli told us, Hazore v'habore v'hamarakeid are all essentially the same malacha and should be classified as one single malacha. Why does the Bavli think, yeah, they're all the same? Yes!
Because they all have essentially the same pu'ula and tachlis.
Because they all share, essentially, at least the same tachlis for sure. What's the tachlis of these malachos?
Separating
psoles min ha'ochel. Okay, so one does it with the wind, one does it with... with what? With your hands, and one does it with a sifter. But fundamentally, they're all the same tachlis. And therefore, the Gemara suggests, why are they not all one av malach? separating psoles from ochel. That's what they all share as the tachas and the pu'ul. And the Gemara has to deal with that, why they're not one malach. What does Yishami say? Yishami says, when you spit into the wind, you're chayav mishum zore. What's the Yishami really saying? What's the Yishami saying? Has haroi cake umafrichoso haruach? You spit and it gets spread out by the wind. You're chayav mishum zore. No. It's Zora, but it's not Zora literally. What do you mean? It's not the Av Malacha, but it's a Tolda. What? What does it share with the Av Malacha?
It shares
the same Av. No! It shares the same Pa'ula, which is, what is the Pa'ula of Zora? Throwing it up in the wind scatters it. But with what agenda is the Av Malacha? Separating psoles from ochel. Here, if it's all spit, you don't have ochel and psoles. So it's the same pool with a different tachlis. You know what Yishami says? It's not Zora, you're chayav mishum Zora. What does chayav mishum Zora mean? It's a told of Zora. And therefore, the Ramah can paskin like the Yishami. And indeed, this is an Issa Doraisa of Zora, not like the Alfei Menashe. It is Zora. It's a Tolda. And we're good with the Bavli, because according to the Bavli, the Bavli is asking Zora, Borer, Merakade, on an Av level, they should be counted as one. Yes, because on an Av level, the Issa is Psolas Menahokha. But the Yishami is talking about a Tolda, and that would be consistent with this formulation of the Rambam. And perhaps that's a way to reconcile both the Bavli and the Yishami. And thereby, the Ramah can indeed paskin like Yishami and not be going against the Bavli. And that, if you take a look at the Avi Ezri, you'll see that that's exactly what the Avi Ezri suggests. I will say it again. Can I just say something, Binyamin? Do you guys think I'm just like walking into shir and like just spitting stuff out of my back pocket? I spend when I'm not like dealing with the craziness, I spend all night like working on shir, which is why I get frustrated. Very frustrated when I don't have full partnership. Because I'm very invested. So if I'm invested, I expect you guys to be invested. You understand what I'm saying, Binyamin? So that, and that's why I get frustrated, because it's like, it doesn't just like, it's schwitz. So even though it's schwitz, and if we got to schwitz together, got to schwitz it out. I get chizik from this guy, Silver, who's like pounding notes. He's like, I get chizik, what can I tell you? Not thank you, not thank me, thank you. You're giving to me, because I see you taking notes. This guy, Ike, pounding notes, it gives me chizuk. Yes, I'm sending you all a message. We're not taking notes. That you should be taking notes. That's exactly what I'm saying. I'm saying that. Ike, I'm saying that. Gavi, I'm saying that via you guys. Avi Kohn, just taking notes, pounding notes. Very chosp. So that's a big deal. Okay, now, so go, I'm going to say it again. What Rav Shach is saying is that the Bavli and Yishami are operating on different planes. The Bavli is operating on the plane of Av Malacha. If you look at the Av Malacha, Zora, Bor, Merake look like one Av. Why? Because they all share the idea of separating Ochel from Solas. That's your Tachas, that's what you're doing. And therefore, it should be all one Av Malacha. Comes from the Yishami and says, spitting is Chayav Mishum Zora. It never meant to say that there's a new definition of the Av Malacha called Zora is not separating Ochel from Solas. And rather, the Av Malacha is scattering. That's how Rabbi Akiva Eger understood. And therefore, it's a pellet. It's hard to understand why the Ramah is passing Yishami over the Bavli. No. Says Rav Shach, that the Baal, the Yerushalmi, is saying we're not operating on the Av level, we're operating on the Toldah level. And anytime you have an din, where it shares the same pu'ula, but has a different tachas, a different objective, a different goal, then it's going to be a Toldah, not an Av Malacha. So here, what is the pu'ula of Zorah? Throwing into the wind and having the wind scatter. The Av Malacha is with an agenda of separating Ochel from Solas. If your agenda is just scattering, so you have the pu'ula without the tachas, that could very well be a Toldah. So when the Yerushalmi says, when you spin into the wind, Yechav Yishum Zorah, your Chav Yishum Toldah Zorah. And that indeed the Bavli might agree to. And if the Bavli would agree to that, it's no surprise that the Ramah will paskin like this Bavli. If you take this Mahalik, by the way, then we might indeed come to the conclusion, we might, that using spray deodorant would be usher on Shabbos, because you're violating the Malach of Zorah. Lehalacha, I will tell you, that the poskim assume that it is not usher, you can use it, perhaps because there's no wind involved. Perhaps if you're scattering without wind, but with just some button or whatever, perhaps that's a basis for a kula, or because we don't hold to this Avi Ezri, but the lumdus, the Avi Ezri, is very, very compelling. Shmuel Bar.
What would Avi Ezri say about throwing up? It would seem to me that it's about the action of throwing up like it is in a Mishkan, and therefore the spray or spilling the cup would not fit that.
Again, spilling the cup and scatter, being scattered by the wind would be the same as... Yeah, that's the same. The tachlis of borer, of zorah, in general, is ochel, separating ochel from solus. But once you throw it into the wind and the wind scatters, that is the pu'ula. So that is the pu'ula. Pu'ula is the action. The action is scattering in the wind. Mayor. And Kesher. Well, what's umbrella have to do with anything?
Because your house
phone
was in there.
That's cute. I don't think so. Umbrella's a complicated topic, but it's probably some kind of ohel concept. An ohel. Yes?
So that's why he's opening the door.